Lucky Premium. Get lucky.
Entertaining, enthusiastic, very exciting.
The luckiest broadcast you ever did see. Conspiracy of the Insignificant back with you once again. Oh, and it's raining in the desert, which makes us all much cooler and much happier. That's right, cooler heads are prevailing. Oh, man. Yeah, and this time around, I've got a real treat, something that made me kind of glow inside. My godson and his band have shared a track from their upcoming project. That's right, we're going to hear from the Pre-Fash Consultants momentarily, direct out of their current Portland, Oregon location. Well, let's go for it. Let's keep things moving. Of course, the term you Philip K. Dick fans will pick up the Pre-Fash Consultants reference. And, oh man, it is so cool that it's another generation happening. This track is called As You Move Through Me. And let's go for the Pre-Fash Consultants.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so cool. Yep, the pre-fash consultants. Let's be correct here. And, I guess he came up listening to all the cassettes that I left around at his folks' house. So, you know, hearing it all echo back is so nice. I mean, I can remember when it all changed. I mean, I was listening to weird music always, but it was 1978. Yeah, that's in America, probably what made the new wave hit, and I've never heard anybody else give them credit, but in my mind, I think of the Cars, nobody even remembers, Rick Ocasek, the late, great Benjamin Orr. Not that they were any particular incredibly great band, but before the Cars, I mean, we were listening to a heck of a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd and David Coverdale, Whitesnake, and they weren't playing what I would call, I guess it was New Wave, and then that opened the door for more punk stuff to get mainstreamed into being listened to. And one of the really interesting things is I remember, I guess it was in the fall of fall of 1978, maybe the fall, when Devo appeared on Saturday Night Live, and they came out in those yellow jumpsuits with the funny glasses, and they did Are We Not Men? And after things like the Blues Brothers, I remember wondering, even after the whole thing was done, whether this Devo thing was some sort of joke. It was a sketch, it was a comedic thing, and I was relieved and very pleased to find out that Brian Eno had produced, that guy who did that weird music with Roxy Music. That was another weird moment back in the early 70s, probably 1973. Seeing Roxy Music on Don Kirshner's rock concert. And let me tell you, if you can imagine the type of music that they showed on Don Kirshner's rock concert, and then that toupeed, pudgy, middle-aged, pseudo-70s hipster comes out and says, "And now, one of the latest and innovative bands from England." And you get Brian Ferry bellowing like some lunatic on nitrous oxide. And back then when Brian Eno had hair, I think he had it dyed pink, and it was shoulder length, and he wore all that glittery stuff. I mean, it was quite a spectacle for the pubescent young P.Q. Ribber.
There was a horse from Custer's Last Harem. In a moment, I'll tell you about an odd way to dress a horse. Persian silk that he couldn't afford. Be warned, believe not.
And offered now, a quick but emphatic induction into the conspiracy of the insignificant hall of people who are just so incredible and almost forgotten, William Cowper Brand, better known as Brand the Iconoclast. He was a one-man newspaper in Waco, Texas in the 1890s. And he did an expose saying that the Baylor University was importing South American children recruited by missionaries, making house servants out of them, and there may have been some fooling around, he suggested, and for that, an alumni shot him to death in the streets in the doorway of the Jake French cigar store, in fact. Oh, man, in Waco, Texas, a heck of a place. You should look up more of Bran the Iconoclast, a fascinating figure. And at that note, we're going to once again excuse ourselves. Conspiracy of the Insignificant is brought to you by Rubber Room Entertainment Labs, the Overnightscape Underground. Thanks for listening, and tune in again real soon.